And then I say, you don't know who you messing with. Now, wait a minute. Then I give my name. I'm John Coleman. Now, number one, I got a question for you. What in the heck does a sworn police officer care about who you are? He got a call from the station that someone had broke into this house. All he wants to do is deal with the call. Please come out and bring ID to identify yourself. ID means the address where you are living. If it's your house, wouldn't you expect me to show my driver's, my CAL operator's license with my address on it? Now, the answer is, if I'm a decent professor of intellectual capability, teaching in Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Dartmouth and all those other liberal bastions of higher education, would not you expect me as an educated black man to show my ID to the law enforcement officer that is there to protect my property from felons that may come in? And since Mr. Gates just is getting back in town and it was he and his chauffeur in the house, he would have been happy to come out and do that. But Mr. Gates, like most black people I know, when they see an officer in uniform with a badge, whether they be white or black, y'all need to listen to me and stop tripping, got a chip on your shoulder because you're closet racist yourselves, especially if you've accomplished anything in life. That sergeant had no way of knowing and didn't even give a rooty toot who he was. The order was, come out and show some valid ID. Well, Professor Gates comes out and shows a college ID. I have one of those too, because I teach in a college, and I'm a professor. And the college ID only shows a picture of who I am and my name. They even spelt it wrong on that. But no place of residence. That's not proof that I live at that residence. That was not sufficient. Then I understand Sergeant Crowley asked Professor Gates, is there anyone else in the house with you? That really must have annoyed the man. But policemen have to do that, because if the policeman is telling you to come out and you're not coming out and he's called for backup, they got to go in and he's got to tell his fellow partners whether there's another person suspect in the house.
The police don't know if you're in the house by yourself,
right,
or if you're being held.
Absolutely.
Or if someone's holding you hostage and they're letting you come out.
Absolutely.
They have to identify the situation. And if you walk up to the officer and become adversarial with the officer, their police ears go up.
Yes.
There's something going on. I have to deal with this.
There is something strange about that.
Let me keep asking questions.
Right. I mean, you have to know that. Listen, I was a chaplain in the LAPD for years. I worked within the department for about 17 years. I know the way a policeman thinks. I know why they ask you questions. Anybody that's intelligent, that's been on the planet, and don't think that I'm an Uncle Tom. All policemen are not racist. Sergeant Crowley is not a racist. I'm looking at a picture of him on the website, on the internet now, and he has this expression on his face. What in the Hades is going on here? I'm doing my job, and I'm accused of being a racist because I'm a white man asking a black man that has a little power and a little money questions about a call that I got. Of course, Gates makes more money than the police sergeant. Of course, Gates is a world-renowned professor of philosophy and African-American studies. But that does not get Mr. Gates off of the hook from answering the question of a policeman. I may not agree with what the police department is doing, but if one pulls me over, I will obey their rules and follow their instruction.
Now, unless you quickly become so antagonistic.
That's right.
Right off the bat, a couple questions. That's wrong, and for a man of higher learning to quickly take it to a place of, why are you asking me questions? Don't you know who I am?
And you know what really shocks me about this whole thing? Here it is. The guy's name that he saved was Boston Celtic basketball player. That's a picture of him right there, Mark. I'm looking for his name right there. But the Boston Celtic basketball player who had a heart ailment, this same police sergeant was the one that was giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but the basketball player died. I think if you're a racist, you're not going to put your lips on another black man's lips. I don't think you're going to do that. I'm just looking for his name right here, and I can't find it. But this is the same sergeant that did that. He was an 11-year veteran of the Cambridge Police Department. Crowley arrested Gates and a noted Harvard professor last Thursday. I'm surprised that the story broke, but I guess they were waiting. But this is the, his name is Reggie Lewis. That's a basketball player that died.
Okay.
And so it's doubtful whether a white man of this caliber would put his lips on the lips of a black man that was seriously dying if he was a racist. No, he wouldn't. See, and so when you come around and ask the question, who owes whom an apology? And I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters out there, because you know what? You've gone crazy when you put that stupid man in office. You went nuts. And a lot of you white people that did that, you are discovering from when you're looking at the way he's governing this country, the tremendous mistake that you made. And it ain't got a thing to do with the color of a man's skin. It has to do with the content of his character. Yes, Mark.
This situation reminds me of some of the stories I've heard of when a black man gets pulled over in his car. That they jump to the conclusion that the officer is going to be, they're always distrustful of authority and thinking that they're just being pulled over because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And so with this officer walking up to the door and trying to find out if there is a situation in a house where someone called to say, I think there's a break-in, it reminds me that this professor type is making the situation turn into something where it's almost like a high school kid who just gets his license and gets pulled over, and now he's making it this antagonistic thing. And unless, other than just having a conversation with the officer and just giving the information and letting the situation go down. I mean, you've taught us to not escalate things, but to de-escalate a situation. Don't say things that make it worse. Try to just answer people's questions, talk to them.
To keep it from getting
to something difficult.
Now, this is what outrages me, Mark, and I can understand that in a particular situation, but in the situation, this is a college professor, an intellectual, brilliant black man.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You'd expect this man to know why Officer Crowley was on his porch.
He should welcome a police officer.
He should have said, oh, thank you. Someone must have called when they see me. Let me explain. Get my ID and so that you can see that I live here.
That would have resolved
the whole thing.
Let me explain. This is what happened. Let me show you.
But the point is, and the truth is, you are hating the fact that a white man questioned you because you figure in your small brain.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of you blacks are listening to me, and you're going to get your jaws tight, but this is going to be the judgment of God, and you're going to remember this webcast, and so you ain't got a pot to piss in when it all blows up. You have in your brain that it's now your time to do whatever you want to do, to think whatever you think, and that's why the mayor of Cambridge, the black woman, apologized for the police department when she should have kept a stupid mouth shut. There's nothing for her to investigate. If she is the mayor of a city, she has a chief of police that she talks to. And when he shows her the affidavit of the police report, the only thing that he should do is look at her and say, what in the Hades are you doing in my office questioning my officers who are trained by the taxpayers' money to protect and to serve, and now you're going to question my officers? Because the point is that whenever a black person does something like that, just like the old Southern racist whites used to do it in the South.
Right.
Every time a black man was questioned about something. This is reverse racism. It is reverse racism, and it is not going to hold the day. Now, what makes this entire situation, you Christians need to listen to me, because see, some of you are caught up in this mess. And brother, when it goes down, and see, I'm not trying to get nobody not to burn up my house or blow me or shoot me in the head, because I don't care, because I'm ready to meet Jesus anyhow. I knew that the minute you put that imposter in the White House, that it was going to come to this. It has to come to that. When there is no God, when there is no direction about what you're doing, and all you're talking about is, yes, we can, and you don't even know why you did it, this is what you get. And Louis Gossett, Gates, or whatever his name is, Louis Gates, and I'm sorry, Gossett, forgive me, I didn't mean you, I meant the other, Henry Gates. Wow, you hear my neighbors. Amen. Y'all be cool over there now. Oh, it gets louder than that sometime. You haven't heard nothing, man. They, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, I guess I'm all right. They playing.
Yeah.
But anyhow, when someone does something to that degree, it is serious. Now, let's take it to the next level. Because the next level is that, and Mark, I did not fully understand why President Obama responded. I didn't see his talk. Did a reporter ask him about what happened, or did he just make a comment?
From my understanding, during his healthcare press conference, when he was attempting to try to win over the people, I don't know if he's trying to run over the Senate or the Congress, but in his talk about the healthcare, within that conversation with the reporters, President Obama brought up the situation, and I didn't hear the words, but he called the police officer stupid, from what I understand. Now, for a president to make a comment about a situation in a city far, far away from wherever he is without the adequate information of what the situation is all about, that, in my opinion, is stupid. To make any opinion about something going on in the city, that's wrong. He shouldn't open, or he should not even address the situation unless he knew exactly what was going on.
Wow, this is interesting. I just went to a website here on this particular computer, computer, Metro Desk, Boston, Beyond Now, and it says that Crowley's union, that is his police union, predicts Obama will regret his remarks. Now, they're right in this. See, don't think that they're racist, but you don't talk about a police officer that puts his life on the line for every citizen, and to say that that department is acting stupidly. I don't know whether you people know this, but do you know why there is a police force in practically every city and every major city in this country? It is to protect commerce. It is to protect money. It is to protect the people that keep this civilization going. And when you make a statement like the president did, you despicably despise the very system that you're supposed to be ahead of. That's what took place, ladies and gentlemen. And see, you aren't feeling me. It's a statement that Michelle made. Now, for the first time, she feels proud. What in the heck did she feel before that? You people have to understand, when people say something, they mean what they say. This article says the lawyer for the police union that represents Cambridge Sergeant James M. Crowley totally predicted that President Obama will regret that he accused departmental officers of acting stupidly when they handcuffed Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., even after he showed proof that he lived in his home. And then it says that he conceded that he didn't have all the facts, and indeed he didn't. Alan J. McDonald, the lawyer for the Cambridge Police Superior Officers Association, said of the president, and I'm quoting, "I suspect that when the full picture comes out, he will regret the remarks he made." Obama speaking at a nationally televised press conference Wednesday night said he didn't know all of the facts. Now, let me pause right here. Since he did know all of the facts, intelligence denotes silence. Since you don't know all the facts, and President Bush said that many times, when they would try to put Bush on the spot, he would say, "I don't have the facts, and I can't comment on that." That's one of the first things they tell a president. If you don't know nothing, keep your mouth shut. But when you got somebody in the office that is arrogant and thinks he's like the, you know, undercover messiah and can't do no wrong, you see, wait a minute, let me keep reading this. He says, "I don't know the facts about the case and didn't know whether race played a role in the arrest of Gates, who is black, by Crowley, the white officer investigating a burglary report." But the president added that it is, here's a statement, "just the fact that African-Americans and Latinos are disproportionately stopped by police, evidence that race remains a factor in our society." Now, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Here you are saying that race, it is not a factor. That man was doing what he was supposed to do. And look what the president said. He's telling you that, well, I believe that most of the police departments are racist in this country.
That's a terrible statement from the president of the United States.
Please, man. You know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm 65 years old.
Just to say that across the board like that.
I ain't never been treated bad by no cops. And I have been in more cases than one, should have been pulled over. And now I'm just going to tell you the truth. Should have been pulled over. See? But to make a statement like that, and then it says McDonald, it said a lawyer for the 50-member police union says that he knows Crowley personally and considers him a top-notch officer who behaved appropriately in the Gates arrest. He said that members of the union were disappointed in Obama's remarks. "I think perhaps the president might have second thoughts about shooting from the hip." Well, of course. A feminized male is always going to open up his mouth and shoot off and say some stuff like that, especially a man that's never been in the military and don't even know what rank and file is all about.
If he's speaking from his emotion, he just shot his mouth off.
Oh, man, come
Instead
on,
Instead of talking from his brain,
dude,
he just said the first thing that came to his mind because he needed to, I guess in his mind, he needed to make a comment about it without knowing what's going on.
And why you think the Secret Service agents, you know, went to the president and told him, "Hey, man, your family's tripping." And then he got rid of the Secret Service agent. See, that shows what kind of a man Obama is. See, instead of him correcting his family and telling him, you know, "Y'all need to shut up. We got a good man here protecting your lives and everything else." I don't know this for sure, but probably his wife had him get rid of the man. "Oh, he don't like us. We'll get rid of him and put a brother in there." Let me tell you something.
You better find somebody who can take a bullet.
You better
because that's
find,
their job.
Yeah, yeah.
Job was to take a bullet.
They are supposed to take a bullet
and
for that
guy
man.
Just quit.
And that guy
that
quit.
Means he don't want to take a bullet anymore.
How is he going to take a bullet for the first family if the first family is talking about people if they from certain parts of the country? And this man got to go to certain parts of the country and to protect this man and his family, and the family's talking about him like trash. This is, man, this is a mess before God.
The word's getting out.
Hey, man, it's all over the place.
The word's getting out about who the folks voted for.
And you Christians that voted for him.
And his own security.
You black Christians.
Can't stop talking.
Oh,
and
man.
They quit and they get fired over it. Mm. That's bad.
Mm. Now, you know what? I know what's going to happen, Mark. Some of these people are going to try to get something on Crowley. They're going to try to look at his computer records and see what he's been looking at on the website and try to find him looking at a child pornography site and find him to be this and find him anything to discredit that man, because that's what the Obama camp does.
Yes.
Man, they get in a campaign, man.
That'll be the next ploy. The same way they did Joe the Plumber.
Right, man.
Joe the Plumber asked a couple questions about where his money's going, and the president said, well, I want to take your money and give it to somebody else. And then they had to discredit Joe the Plumber because of his family situation and not being married and has a kid, and so they had to cut him down.
Yeah.
So give it a couple days, and they'll try to find something on this officer and try to bring him down to show that he's not a nice guy to black people.
Right, right. And
they will attempt, because in the media, all